King's kids. You want to come down and sit in the first row? How's that? You can come right down here and sit. Yeah. All right. Oh, that's 6 feet, isn't it? Don't sneeze on me. You know, Jesus has a lot of different names. We call him the Prince of Peace. Do you need separated?
Yes.
Okay, that's much better. All right. Jesus is called many different names. He's the Prince of Peace. He's Lord of Lords. But there's also another name he is called, and he is called the Light. You know why he's called the Light? Because light represents that which we can see and is true. That represents truth. Darkness is the opposite of light, right? And darkness, it stands for evil. Because when do bad people do bad things? Usually when it's dark or in secrecy, okay? So we don't want to live in the darkness. We don't want to live in doing bad things. We want to live in the light, as Jesus is the light of the world. So there is a song, This Little Light of Mine. Have you ever heard that song, This Little Light of Mine? Do you know how it goes? I got a light. Oh, I got a light. All right, can you sing it? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't put it under a bush. What? No, that's the third verse. We'll just go to the... What? Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Okay? Before we go to the third verse, what do we mean by letting our light shine? I don't know. What do we mean by that? It means that we're going to let Jesus shine through us. We're going to not be afraid to talk about Jesus, okay? And tell him how good he is and wonderful he is and how important he is. That's letting your light shine. You can sit over there. Okay, so the third verse is, don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let... He blew it out. He blew it out. Does Satan ever blow your light out? Yeah, sometimes he does, doesn't he? How does he blow our light out? He blows it out by making us afraid to speak up for him. When maybe somebody's not talking nicely about God or Christianity or your faith, and we just sit and say nothing. That's how he blows it out. But you know what? God says, I'll light it again. Now, go into the world and don't let Satan, what? Blow it out. That's right. We're going to make it shine because the light of God overcomes the darkness of our world, one person at a time. And he has set his light in each one of you. Okay? So don't let Satan blow it out. But if he does, ask God to help you. Ask God to forget it. Ask God to relight it. Okay? All right. Thank you.